ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها، فيما أنت من ذكراها إلى ربك منتهاها، إنما أنت منذر من يخشاها، كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها. آمنت بالله، صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه في كل لمحة ونفس عدد ما وسعه علم الله. أما بعد، in this world and dunya, there are different kinds of people. All of them are sent here for one purpose and to attain one objective. But after they are born and they gradually grow and they enter their youthful age and then maturity, then there occurs a difference, and people are deceived by different entities in this world. And the deception and the cunning is that their direction is changed. So a lot of people who are born, as soon as they reach the age of maturity, the world and what it contains, the dunya, deceives them. And all their life until death, they remain in that. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned this in the Quran as well. Al-haakumut-takathur, that the humanity, they stay in this idea and this notion of increasing their wealth and abundance of materialistic gains. And what happens? Hatta zurtumul maqabir. They stay in this deception until one day comes that they enter the graves. Now all the matters which they used to worry and they used to make excuse of, that I am busy, I have schools and college to study, I have assignments and exams to come. I have to apply for jobs. And I have my family. All these matters, they just vanish away. They are no more there now for him. Because death is sent by Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent me and you to fulfill our desires and to serve the creation and to bear fruits and children and upbring them and accumulate wealth. Because if this was the purpose, then a person will be led to actually accomplish this purpose. But we see that the person is going on a very important business meeting, and their death comes and they are taken away. Let aside business and family, many women in this world, their babies are to be born and they are in hospital or on their beds at home, and it is the time of the birth of the baby, the very time. Maybe this takes 5 minutes more or none. Even to some angel Israel visits at that time. No consideration is given that this baby yet have to be born. This mother had this long, long wish from many years that I should have a son, I should have a daughter. And 9 months she has been into great difficulty of bearing, taking care, and in the last months not doing any household work, heavy work, not lifting, and every care the father to be was taking, the mother and everyone was taking. And now the time has come for the birth of the baby. But some women, they just minutes before the birth of the baby, they die. And what dying mean really is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instruct Israel at that time take the ruh and extract the ruh, the spirit of that woman. What message is this giving? Me and you making petty excuses. I can't wake up. I have family meeting to attend. I have to take my car to the garage. I have a job to actually go to. What are these things? I am giving you an example of subtle example of extreme love and sacrifice and human emotions and sentiments which the family, especially the mother who has for actually the baby. So the women die, sometimes the baby inside also dies. And there they go. Why this happens? Because to give this message that you were not sent here for any other purpose, nor actually just to bear children and to upbring children, this was not your purpose. Because if that was, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have given enough respite and enough time so that the person can actually upbring. And to some what happens? The baby gets born. The baby is born. Newborn baby is born. And just during the birth, the baby fully does not come out of the womb of the mother, and the mother dies. The baby is alive. The baby is crying. The baby is weeping. A mother cannot have few minutes to hold the baby. A mother cannot have a chance just to look at her own baby. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the spirit away. And the baby goes in the other hand. So me and you, if we have not heard, but we actually know this matter, that these things and more even extreme than this happens. But this is giving you a very dire warning that me and you, excuse us, I am not feeling well, my mood is not very good, and these things are nothing. Israel is not going to take anything into consideration. You will be dragged away suddenly from the middle of your family, and they will be weeping and wailing. And what happens to you? That is much worse. Their weeping and wailing and deprivation is nothing. But what will happen to you if you have not corrected your direction and have not rectified and done tazkiyah and have not pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then much worse thing and matters actually will be waiting. For dunya, for the world, a person studies for so many years, 20, 25 years, in the hope what they get a degree or a diploma. And what there is, then there is desire and their objective is we get a good job. We get a good job. They are very happy. And what is when they get good job is slavery. Getting a job is slavery in the sense meaning that you have sold your 8 to 10 hours. No matter they ask you to just input data into the computer or design something sitting all day there, or actually making cakes or packing whatever they have mentioned to you. Well, what is the job? But we are so much amused. I have succeeded. I have achieved the target. And what is the target? That a large portion of my life I have sold to someone. So even what we think is success is, that is even actually slavery in the modern world. That 8-10 hours, you are not feeling well, you have many things to do at home, but you go. Holidays, you have to also take according to the contract. And people give a lot of time so that they can get promotion. But what all that is, that 8-10 hours you are sleeping, and 8-10 hours coming and back and forth from the work, you have sold it actually. So doing that degree, and what was the ultimate aim? Was the job, and what the job means is in other words actually, that you've given your large portion of your life, the abilities of your life, and the which you have attained to someone else to serve something. But they are going to actually return some in the form of some money. So, as I was saying to you, that one category of people is that they are deceived by this world. And they should think deeply what this world is giving them, what it can give them, and how it will help them when they are in the dire need, when they are in their deathbed, and when they have to actually face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Or they have to go in the grave, that what these things will do. Some people, they are wronged. Injustices happen to them in this world. For example, a wife might be complaining about husband that he is not fulfilling my rights. A person might be complaining about his business partners that they have wronged me, about his brothers. Parents might be complaining that children have grown up and they are not giving us any respect, due respects. They are not listening to us. They are not looking after us. Friend might be complaining, I have been helping my friend in need, and when now my time has come, he is not helping me. So there are people like this who are suffering, who are divorced, who are separated, who have been suffered loss financial on the hands of other people. Relatives have disowned them, have become jealous. So what to do? What to do then? Abu Mashayikh says that you should take revenge then. But not that in the revenge in the way how your nafs tells you, revenge in the way how Islam has taught you to take revenge. So what is the response? How you should respond to this world and the nature of this world, the nature of these people when they are doing this to you? A woman who have been disowned, who have been divorced. A friend who have been loyal, but he has got mistrust, and his trust has been abused. A business have failed, someone has conned you, defrauded you. You have done good to people, but these people are returning evil to you. So what to do? You have worked for something long, long years, but it has ended up in disaster. What to do? When the world has been unjust to you, what to do? When people have been unjust to you, have done zulm, have oppressed you, have wronged you, what to do? One way is taking revenge is that you hurt them back as well. Someone has done, you try to give them hard time. Like some people, husband and wife is not getting on very well. The husband is not fulfilling the rights of the wife, and they want to separate. She wants to separate, but the husband is torturing by using his authority of giving talaq and divorce. I'm not going to give you, so that you have hard time even actually separating. So they are more torturing. So people, they do all these things, but what I am saying you, that is shaitanic way, that is the way of the nafs to take revenge from people and from the world. What is the right way to take revenge? The right way to take revenge is that you take this love of this world out of your heart and throw it away. That is the right response. If the world have wronged you, duniya ne aapke saath bewafai ki hai, duniya ne aap par zulm kiya hai, logon ne aap par zyadti ki hai, to uska jawab kya hai? Aap bhi zyadti karein? Nahi. Uska jawab ye hai ki duniya ki us mohabbat ko nikal ke bahar phenko. Ye hai badla duniya ka. The world has actually shown its nature, now you should show your nature. That the world, you have done this, and worldly rituals, rasmo rawaj. Muslim, for example, many people, they give gifts just on the sake so that they can receive gifts. They give money on people's birthday. They give money or gifts on when people are married. But then they expect back. Sometimes people do not give. And some are such that it is, I think, a business transaction going on. Let's say one person has given someone £50 on marriage. The other person is giving that person £100 on his marriage or on a good occasion. So that person is writing down that how much this person have given me and how much now he is giving. So he said, here is, and now the person who is writing £100. So the person says, no, don't write £100, write £50, because £50 I have given him 5 years back on some occasion. Now, on his marriage, he's giving £100, only write £50, because £50 have been done. So £50 is due on me, and I will give him some. So, but some people don't do anything at all. They rather give hard time to other people. So, rasmo rawaj se bande tang aaye hue hain aapke saath duniyavi rasmo rawaj, the worldly customs that you have been tortured, you have been wronged, you are not being returned, giving good in return. People are unfaithful to you. Shaitan is that hurting you. What is the response? What response you should give? The response should be actually that you decide that now I am going to take the love of this world and worldly customs out of my heart, and I am going to live my life actually for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then there is pleasure. Phir to kuch maza aaya, maza yani badla lene ka. You have actually taken revenge. But if world have wronged you, they have hurt you, they have beaten you, they have oppressed you, but again you knocking again on the door of the world so that they can do it more, they can batter you more, they can mistreat you more, then no one can help you. then you are behaving very foolishly. You have opened the door and you have been hurt, you have been shouted at, you have been swore at, you have been beaten. The right response is, don't forget that house, forget that door, forget that street, find something where you get a good treatment. But once you have actually been hurt, your wounds are healed, then you come back again and knock the door of dunya, the door of people, the door of friends, and think that they are going to treat you different this time. No, no. The world will show its nature. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, he said that I have experienced and experimented with the world and worldly people for 70 years, but I have not found them but scorpions, that whenever they get opportunity, they will cause harm and they will cause loss. So, how many times in your life it has happened, your friends have turned into enemies, the enemies have turned into friends, and the husband and wife, people living together, sometimes they turn into enemies, worst enemies. So these things happen. And Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah says that I have experimented my relationship with the world, with dunya, and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, I have experienced and I have experimented, meaning I had experimented having relationship and observing the world, worldly relationships and people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have also experienced the relationship with Allah. He said, I have always found evil in the makhluk, I found evil, shar and loss, and goodness I found relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بلائیب آپ سیدنا عبدالقادر جیلانی فرمایا کہ میں نے مخلوق اور خالق دونوں کا تجربہ کیا, میں نے مخلوق کا بھی تجربہ کر لیا ہے اور خالق کا بھی تجربہ کیا ہے, یعنی اس کے ساتھ بھی معاملہ کرنے میں میں نے دیکھا. تو میں نے شر ایول یہ پایا ہے مخلوق میں, اور خیر اور خوبی خالق میں پائی ہے. سو آئی واز سیئنگ دیٹ when people are born, all they are sent with one objective, one mission. They are already have made a promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in this world they are reminded again, but then they become deceived. So one thing they become deceived by is the world, people, good relationship, luxury life, but all those things. But you have also seen and heard in the recent economic downturn that how many people have suffered. The world, they thought that millions will give us this and that, that those millions have now urged them to commit suicide and to do many other things. Where is this gone? Where are these people? How much they have actually earned? How much they have benefited? They were sent and they have ended their life. And all those things still exist there. So this world is going to exist, but you and me are not going to exist for a very long time. Iski to umr hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how long the life of this world is, thousands of years, but for you actually it is very temporal, because you are going to pass away. So this exists or not exist, it doesn't matter for you. For you, actually, it has turned away. So that is one thing you should learn. Because people come now and then, they complain about other people. People are doing this to me. My wife is not listening to me. My brother is wronging me. My husband is beating me. My relatives are doing this to me. My business partner have done this to me. Neighbors are doing this to me. I have then put a lot of effort. My result and fruits have been wasted. Well, I am telling you, if you keep complaining, you will start and keep suffering as well. Because you are standing there. If you complain about cold, then, and you are standing in the freezer, obviously the complaining about the cold will not make any difference. You'll still be shivering. So complaining about cold and you don't like that, the way is to shut that door and come out. So come out of the love of the world, take it out of the heart of yours and replace it with the love of Allah, the love of the Messenger of Allah, the love of Akhirah, the love of goodness. Then Alhamdulillah, you have taken the revenge. Phir aapne dekha nahi ki Imam Zain al-Abidin, the son of Imam Hussain, the son of Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, he was a prince and he was a very righteous man, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his son Imam Zain al-Abidin. He, in his lifetime, had seen luxurious time when Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was living in Medina. People were respecting, and the time of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, after Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and the time of Hazrat Amir Mawiya, but after, as time passed, when the Khilafah or leadership of Yazid came, Yazid and his army, they wronged and they oppressed Hazrat Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam Zain al-Abidin with his own eyes has seen that these people who call themselves Muslims living in Kufa, and these people of Yazid, they also call them Muslim. They used to claim, people of Kufa, we love you, we will honor you, and we will respect you. But these people became unfaithful. They turned back on their words. They wrote letters to Sayyidina Imam Hussain, and now they turned back. So Imam Zain al-Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he with his own eyes have seen this mistrust and abuse of the trust of Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he himself has seen the betrayal of people, that how they betrayed him, how they turned away from him, and how they left Imam Hussain alone, and how his own father, his own uncles, his own brothers and other family members were slaughtered in a... To badi ziyati ki duniya ne. Duniya ne bohut zulm kiya, bohut ziyati ki. The people wronged and people oppressed and great injustices were done. They were all family members except him. All male family members were martyred and killed in the Medan of Karbala. So it is an extreme example of when the world betrays you, when the people betrays you, when the people who claim to love you, they turn against you. So aapke saath bhi ho sakta hai isi tarah. Main isliye ye baat kar raha hu ki mera aadha waqt log isi mein zaya kar dete hain. Abhi paas baith ke wo apni dastaan shuru karte hain, fulane mujhse zyaati ki, fulane mujhse zyaati ki. That they come to me and for half an hour they are reading their own story. That person have wronged me, this person have done this to me. So I say to them, this is a place called Zaviya. Zaviya kehte hai corner ko, angle ko, corner. Zaviya in Arabic means corner. So this is named corner, that you come away from this world and in this corner you learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All other world, all other rooms and all other places, they're dunya. This is one corner reserved for actually so that you ask about Allah. Now my wife is not listening to me. She swears back at me. I cannot do anything for him. If your brother is beating you up, I cannot do anything. But I can tell you this, that if world is wronging you, world is doing zulm to you, then you follow the example of Imam Hussain and Imam Zain al-Abidin. What did Imam Zain al-Abidin? He saw all those claims of love and all those betrayals and all those people turned back from him. So aapne kya kiya? Aapne jo pehle jitni ibadat karte the aur jitko duniya ke saath jo reh rahe the, wo bhi aapne chhod diya. He completely plucked out the love of dunya and any relationship with people, and he stayed in seclusion, and he used to offer 1,000 rakat of nafal every day. 1,000 nafal every day. That's why he's called Zainul Abideen. It is not his name. So people who name this name, this is not the name, Zainul Abideen. It means the beauty of the worshippers. So a person, it's not a name, it is a title given to Hazrat Ali bin Hussein رضي الله تعالى. His name was Ali, and this was his title given, not before, but after Karbala. At that time he was a young man. After the tragedy of Karbala, he was given this title. And what Imam Zainul Abideen, that is only the Nawafil he prayed. And what other worship he did, and what other devotion and dawa he had in his life, that is different. This is only his Nawafil. 1,000 rakat in 24 hours, nafal padte the. So aapne kya tarika ikhtiyar kiya? If he completely plucked, extracted, and eliminated any relationship with dunya and any expectation from creation, expecting any loyalty from creation, he thrown it away. He said, these people have done this, now I am going to more turn to Allah, and even I am going to go more further away from dunya and from the wealth of the dunya and from the relationships of the dunya. I will have a relationship with people, and he did have a relationship with people, but the relationship he had with people was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if someone, you have given a gift to someone has done your da'wat, and someone is not doing your da'wat, and now it is a happy occasion for him, now you should go as well. You go for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't want to give anything, or you want to then do 1 week wailing after giving 50 pounds, then don't give one penny. Just go and say, congratulations, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, do dua. Rather give him da'wat of deen, thereby you have come, don't talk about dunya, and do dua for his blessing, whatever good occasion, do dua for the blessings. If there is an occasion of bereavement, just do dua of maghfirah, dua of sabr, patience, so that they have actually, and come back. Now you have really become free. But before that, now if you, because you have love of dunya anyway, so when you give a part of your heart has become dunya. Aapka dil dunya ban gaya hai. Aur jab aapne uska ek part, 50 pound, 100 pound de diya hai, obviously you will be feel disturbed. Because your part is there and you are here. Aapka hissa to udhar hai, to aapko tadpana to hai. Aap apna ek hissa to udhar diya hai, tadpana to hai. To phir matlab roega, peetega, hai wo nahi de raha, maine to ye kiya tha. And some people, on these occasions, ye rasm aur rivaj ki baatein hoti hain, wo pure tray mein paise rakhte hain, shaadi mein mehndi ho rahi hai, koi bhi pure tray mein paise rakhe hue hain, is tarah 500 pound hai, kis tarah 10 pound ke note hai, 50 pound ke note. Now jo de raha hai uska bhi dil khench raha hai paise, dil udhar aa raha hai ye zyada na utha le, aur jo le raha hai wo bhi soch raha hai ki bhai aap log. اب اگر اس نے زیادہ لے لیے تو پھر بھی یہ پریشان, اور وہ بھی لینے والا بھی پریشان ہے, میں اتنے اٹھاؤں جتنے کل دے سکنا ہے, وہ بھی سوچ رہا ہے کہ کتنے اٹھانے. But some people who don't think about this, وہ زیادہ اٹھا لیے انہوں نے. And now this person, when he'll go home to his wife, بھائی وہ بڑے کوئی بے حیا قسم کا بندہ تھا, میں نے دیکھو اس کو ٹرے رکھا, اس نے سارے پیسے اٹھا لیے, تو آپ نے دیے کہ وہ ڈرامہ آپ کر کیوں رہے تھے. اگر آپ کے دل ایک پینی کے ہی دے سکتا ہے تو پینی رکھ لینی تھی ادھر, 50 پینی, ایک ایک پینی کر کے, دکھ تو نہ ہوتا. تو مطلب یہ کہ آپ کو یہ بتا رہا ہوں کہ دنیا زیادتی کرے گی, سو اٹس نو یوز کمپلیننگ اگین اینڈ اگین اباؤٹ دنیا, میرا فلاں یہ کر رہا ہے, فلاں یہ کر رہا ہے, دس پرسن از ڈوئنگ دس ٹو می, ورلڈ از ڈوئنگ دس ٹو می. اب کوئی بندہ اسی کی کمپلین کرتا رہے, پیپل ہو سے وی آر کمیٹنگ سنز, وی آر ڈوئنگ بیڈ تھنگس, in other words they are complaining about shaitan, in other words they are complaining about shaitan, ke shaitan hame gumrah kar raha hai, shaitan hame dhoka de raha hai. To wo aapke chacha ka beta aapko na de,
وہ تو دشمن ہے. اللہ پاک قرآن مجید میں جب فرمایا ہے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ سید انہو لکم عدو مبین, کہ وہ تمہارا دشمن ہے, ایسا ہی از یور اینمی ہو ہیو ڈکلیئرڈ ہز اینیموسٹی. وہ منافقانہ دشمنی نہیں ہے اس کی, دیٹ آؤٹ ورڈلی وہ کہتا نہیں میں آپ کا یعنی میں آپ کو ہدایت دوں گا اور جو ہے نہیں, وہ تو کھلا کہتا ہے کہ میں بنی آدم کا آئی ایم اینمی آف چلڈرن آف آدم, آئی ایم اینمی. تو آپ ٹو کمپلین اباؤٹ ہم کہ وہ مجھے گمراہ کر رہا ہے, تو بھائی یہ تو کرنا ہی کرنا ہے اس نے. سملرلی ٹو کمپلین اباؤٹ اے سنیک ہیز بٹن می, ڈاگ از بارکنگ ایٹ می, کتے کا کام بھونکنا ہے, وہ بھونکے گا, آپ کمپلین کر رہے ہو. اسی طرح دنیا ہے, وہ دنیا آپ کے خلاف باتیں بھی کرے گی. People are going to bark, meaning the people of dunya. Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ said, a dunya jifa, this dunya is like a dead animal. وَطَالِبُهَا كِلَابٌ, and the desirer of this dead body or dead animal are dogs. یہ کتے ہیں, یہ تو کریں گے, یہ تو بھونکیں گے, یہ تو تنگ کریں گے. سانپ جو ہے وہ اس کا کام ہے کہ وہ انسان کا وہ بھی دشمن ہے, تو وہ کاٹتا ہے, اٹ بائٹس, اٹ سٹنگز. سو اٹس نو یوز کمپلیننگ دیٹ اے سنیک ہیز بٹن می, اے اسکورپین ہیز ایکچولی سیو یور سیلف, سیو یور سیلف, اینڈ اف یو ہیو ایکسپیرینس دین دین وہ کہتے ہیں نا جو سانپ سے ڈر رسی سے بھی ڈرتا ہے, دیٹ اے پرسن ہو سانپ سے ڈسا ہوا, پرسن ہو ہیز بٹن بائی اسنیک, ہی آلسو فیئرز فرام روپ وچ از لوکنگ لائک اسنیک. So if you have actually been wronged by dunya, then leave it, then don't go near it, and have relationship with people, but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not expecting anything back, not even thank you. Don't expect even that you have given something, that person will say thank you. Because at the home and heart, and you come home, you will then think about, oh, that person did not say thank you me, I am hurt, you will be depressed of nothing. ایک تو آپ نے پیسے دیے اس کو, دوسرا آپ ڈپریس بھی ہو رہے ہیں. کتنے ہاؤ ویل وشر یو آر آف یور سیلف اینڈ ہاؤ مچ ویل ان ویل فیئر یو آر یور سیلف, آپ اپنے کتنے خیر خواہ ہیں, بھائی جیب سے پیسے خرچ کر کے اور پریشانی بھی لے آئے اپنے ساتھ. تو اللہ کے بندے جو ہوتے ہیں, اللہ کے بندے وہ لوگوں کے ساتھ تعلق رکھتے ہیں, دے ہیو بیسٹ ریلیشن شپ ود پیپل, دے ہیو دا بیسٹ ریلیشن شپ ود پیپل ان دا بیسٹ کنڈکٹ, بٹ دے ڈونٹ ان دیئر ہارٹس they don't expect any return, nor they think that they are never going to be bad to me. They know the nature of dunya. So if they can forgive, they will forgive. If not, they don't rely. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a believer is not bitten from the same hole twice. فرمایا کہ مومن جو ہے وہ ایک سوراخ سے دو دفعہ نہیں ڈسا جاتا. مومن دونوں دفعہ. تو یہ دنیا کی حقیقت آپ کو بتا رہا ہوں, بیکاز وی ایکسپیرینس ایوری ڈے, ایوری منتھ, ان ایوری ہوم دیس تھنگز آر گوئنگ آن, ود ریلیٹو دیس تھنگز گوئنگ آن, ود پیپل دیس تھنگز آر گوئنگ آن, ان ڈوئنگ بزنس دیس تھنگز آر گوئنگ آن. سو آئی ہیو مینشنڈ یو دا وے آف دی صحابہ اینڈ اولیاء اللہ, وانس دے ہیو ایکسپیرینس دس, دے ہیو کم ایون ابانڈنڈ اٹ مور. ابانڈننگ ڈز ناٹ مین ناٹ ورکنگ, not doing business, not marrying. It means do it for the pleasure of Allah only, not seeking any reward from people, any appreciation from people, any compensation from people, any return from people, then you will be happy, more happier. Because now what we do is we raise a wall ourselves. Dekha na yahan deewar banaun main, what is the name of the wall? The name of the wall is expectation. Hum umeed rakhte hain na, we expect from people, we expect from dunya, from wife expects from husband. So for every person we have a wall. Humne ek deewar banayi hoti hai ki ye mujhe isko is tarah karna chahiye. He should do this to me, he should return this to me, he should behave like this to me. So we raise a wall of expectation, and when that wall is demolished, جب وہ دیوار گر جاتی ہے پھر ہم پریشان ہوتے ہیں. وہ دیوار بنائی کس نے تھی, who created and who actually did build the wall, وہ تو میں آپ نے بنائی تھی, ہم بناتے ہی نہ. اس طرح اولیاء صالحین وہ بناتے ہی نہیں, they don't actually. وہ بڑے خوش, وہ سمجھتے ہیں کہ یہ دنیا سانپ کی مانند ہے, اٹ از لائک سنیک. اب سنیک آپ کے پاس آ کے, اف دا سنیک کمز ٹو یو اینڈ ٹچز یو اینڈ ڈز ناٹ بائٹ یو, دے آر ویری ہیپی, وہ بہت خوش ہوتے ہیں, بندہ خوش ہو جاتا ہے, ہاں بھائی کیا بات ہے, سانپ آیا تھا اس نے مجھے ڈسا ہی نہیں, ہی از ہیپی, اس نے کچھ دیا نہیں ہے, ہی از ناٹ گیون اینی تھنگ. تو سملرلی اولیاء صالحین دے انٹریکٹ ود پیپل, اف پیپل ڈونٹ ہارم دیم اٹ از انکسپیکٹڈلی دے آر ویری ہیپی دین دس, بٹ اف دے ڈو ہارم دے نو اٹ از دا نیچر آف دا دنیا, اٹ بیٹریز, اٹ ہیز بیٹریڈ رائٹیس پیپل صالحین. اینڈ آئی ہیو گیون یو دی ویری ایگزامپل آف امام زین العابدین رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, کہ دیٹ ہاؤ ہی دین ریسپونڈیڈ ٹو دا بیٹریل which did by Yazid and the Muslims living in Kufa and what he did in return. تو آپ کو بھی اگر جاب نہیں مل رہی, پیسے نقصان ہو رہا ہے, بیماری آ گئی ہے, مصیبت آ گئی ہے, پریشانی آ گئی ہے, تو اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ دنیا کی محبت نکال دو دل سے. یو تھنک اباؤٹ دا ہیلتھ ان پیراڈائز, آپ جنت میں سوچے وہاں صحت مند رہیں, آخرت میں صحت مند رہیں, یہاں تو جو 100% like an angel he is healthy, he will also die, وہ بھی مر جائے گا, اس نے بھی مرنا ہے, وہ جو بیمار ہے وہ بھی مرے گا. تو یہ تو اللہ پاک امتحان لیتے ہیں بندے کا, بھائی اگر بیماری پریشانی آئی ہے تو صبر کرے بندہ, اور اللہ سے دعا بھی کرے اس مشکل کو آسان کرنے میں. اور دوسری بات جو ہے یہ کہ اگر نعمت ہے تو شکر کرے اللہ کا اس کو نافرمانی میں. تو ایک تو میرے پاس آ کے دیکھیں, یہ کہنے کی ضرورت نہیں دنیا نے آپ کے ساتھ بے وفائی کی, وہی تو میں چیخ رہا ہوں, کہتا رہتا ہوں کہ یہ کرے گی, یہ ہے ہی بے وفا, اٹ از انفیتھفل, اٹ ہیز نیور بین فیتھفل اپ ٹو ناؤ ٹو اینی ون, حضرت آدم علیہ السلام سے لے کے ہر ایک کا اس نے گلا کاٹا ہے, یعنی یہ اس نے وفا نہیں کی, ہر ایک کو اس نے چھوڑا ہے, دھوکہ دیا ہے. بٹ انبیاء علیہ السلام اولیاء اللہ دے ڈونٹ کم ان دس ڈیسیپشن بیکاز دے آلریڈی نو. نوح علیہ السلام 900 مور ایئرز ہی اسٹیڈ ان دس ورلڈ, لیکن آپ دھوکے میں نہیں آئے دنیا, ہماری 50-60 سال کی زندگی ہے اس میں بھی ہم دھوکے میں آ جاتے ہیں. فردر مور دس از ڈیسیپشن آف دنیا. دین دیر آر پیپل ہو ہیو لاسٹ, ان کو پتہ نہیں ہے اللہ تک پہنچنا کیسے ہے, دے ڈونٹ نو, سو آبویسلی دیز پیپل نیڈ ہیلپ. اگر آپ کو پتہ نہیں کس طرح پہنچنا ہے, آپ مجھ سے پوچھے, وٹ ایور آئی نو آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو ٹیل یو اینڈ ٹیچ یو ہاؤ ٹو ریچ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کلوزنس, وٹ ایور آئی نو ان دا لائٹ آف قرآن اینڈ سنن اینڈ فرام دا ٹیچنگ آف مشائخ. سو دس پرسن شوڈ بی ہیلپ, ہی شوڈ بی گیون ٹائم, ہی شوڈ بی گیون سپورٹ, دا دس از دا وے ناؤ. دین دیر از اندر پرسن, بہت سے لوگ کئی ایسے بھی ہیں جنہوں نے کو پتا چل گیا ہے رستے, دے ہیو دا کیور, دے ہیو دا وے, دے نو وٹ ٹو ڈو, تو وہ نہیں کر رہے, دے آر ناٹ واکنگ دیئر پاتھ, تو ان کا علاج جو ہے وہ میرے پاس نہیں, آئی ڈونٹ ہیو, سو دیر از نو یوز کمنگ ٹو می اینڈ سیئنگ آئی ایم ناٹ ڈوئنگ مائی ذکر. تو کیا میں آپ کی جگہ ذکر کروں, میں ابھی آدھا گھنٹہ بیٹھ کے ذکر کیا کروں آپ کی جگہ, میں ایسا تو نہیں, ثواب تو آپ کو پہنچ سکتا ہے لیکن تزکیہ تو آپ کا, گناہ آپ نے بچنا ہے. اب ان کا حل یہی ہے, فور دا کیور فار دیز پیپل از دس اونلی, دیٹ دے شوڈ اٹینڈ دا مجالس آف نصیحا, وچ فار ایگزامپل وی آر ڈوئنگ ناؤ, اینڈ مجالس آف ذکر, دے ڈونٹ نیڈ ٹو سی می, آئی ہیو نو نتھنگ مور فار دیم, بیکاز ان کے لیے تو کھانا دروازہ کھلا ہوا ہے, دے جسٹ نیڈ ٹو واک, اب وہ چل نہیں رہے تو اب میں نے تو کندھے پہ اٹھا کے نہیں لے کے جانا ان کو, تو ان کا پھر یہی علاج ہے کہ وہ بیٹھ کے سنیں, that they listen and listen so that the encouragement and motivation level and their morale rises and they can actually take the cure, take the medicine. Their cure is just to attend the majlis. But those people who are putting effort and they are actually trying, but still they are finding difficult to leave the sins and reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, these people need help. ان کو ضرورت ہے مدد, ان کی مدد کرنی چاہیے بھی, تو ان لوگوں کو آنا, اور جو کوشش نہیں کر رہا اس کو ضرورت نہیں, بیکاز ہی از آلریڈی ہیلپنگ ہمسیلف ٹو گو ان ہیل فائر, اب اس کی کوئی مدد دوسرا نہیں کر سکتا. اللہ پاک نے قرآن مجید میں فرمایا کہ ان اللہ لا یغیر ما بقوم حتی یغیروا ما بانفسہم, کہ اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ ڈز ناٹ چینج دا کنڈیشن آف دوز پیپل انٹل دے چینج واٹ از ود ان دم سیلف فرسٹ. وہ اللہ پاک نے فرمایا کہ میں ان لوگوں کی حالت نہیں بدلتا جو خود نہیں اپنی حالت اندر سے بدلنا بدلتے ہیں. تو جو بدلنا چاہتے ہیں انہی کی مدد. اللہ ابھی کہہ رہا ہے میں بھی نہیں بدلتا, یا اللہ ہی کہہ رہا ہے میں نہیں بدلتا تو میں کون کیا کر سکتا ہوں, کوئی اور کیا کر سکتا ہے. جب اللہ پاک نے فیصلہ کر دیا کہ میں نہیں بدلنا, who can help that person now. تو یہ چند چیزیں تھیں. ابھی نماز کا وقت ہو رہا ہے. If anyone have any question they can ask, we have maybe time for one question, otherwise inshallah we'll do zikr after the maghrib prayer. کل بولٹن میں دو نوجوان لڑکوں کا ایکسیڈنٹ ہوا ہے, زندگی موت کی کشمکش میں ہیں. ان کے لیے ان کے والدین نے دعا کی درخواست کی ہے. انشاءاللہ وی ول ڈو دعا فار دیم. اللہ سبحانہ تعالی کیور دیم اینڈ سیو دیم. بٹ دی مائی ورسٹ فیئر از دیٹ اف دے ڈائی, اف دے ہیو ڈن ایکسیڈنٹ وائل ڈوئنگ اینی تھنگ ود رانگ انٹینشن اور ان دا ڈس پلیجر آف اللہ سبحانہ تعالی, دیٹ از اے ڈیزاسٹر. وہ ہے اصل ایکسیڈنٹ, وہ ایکسیڈنٹ ہے جس سے آپ کا اللہ کے ساتھ ریلیشن شپ انجر ہو جائے. وہ سخت ایکسیڈنٹ ہے. دیٹ از دا ورسٹ ایکسیڈنٹ ان وچ یور ریلیشن شپ ود اللہ از ڈیمیج. کار ڈیمیج ہو گئی ہے, جسم ڈیمیج ہو گیا, یہ کوئی اتنا بڑا نقصان نہیں, یہ پھر بھی پورا ہو جاتا ہے. اور جن کے نہیں ہوئے انہوں نے بھی مرنا ہے. تو یہی تو میں آپ کو کہتا ہوں, یہ دنیا کی حقیقت ہے. اب ان کا ایکسیڈنٹ, ان کو سبق لینا چاہیے, آپ کو سبق لینا چاہیے. اب یہ تو نہیں بھائی دعا کر کے تو پھر جو ہے وہ جو جس زندگی پہ بندہ چل رہا تھا اسی پہ چلتا رہے. تو یہ ہے کہ ان کے لیے تو اللہ پاک ان پر فضل کرے, ان کو صحت عطا فرمائے اور ہمیں عبرت دے. دیٹ وی ہی اللہ سبحانہ گیوز اس اے لیسن اینڈ ہدایت کہ بھئی ہم ان چیزوں سے عبرت حاصل کریں. نوجوان تھے, دے ینگ پیپل, کتنی امیدیں ہوں گی. ینگ پیپل ڈونٹ سم ٹائم ٹینڈ پریئر بیکاز دے آر ٹو بزی ود دیئر فرینڈز. لیکن اب وہ زندگی موت کی کشمکش میں ہے. دے آر بٹوین لائف اینڈ ڈیتھ. ویئر از دیئر میٹنگ؟ دوست کہاں گئے, دوسرے کہاں گئے, والدین کہاں گئے. اب تو وہ کہہ رہے ہیں اللہ سے دعا کرو. تو پہلے ہی بندہ اللہ کا بندہ بن جائے تو یہی بندیائی ہے. دس از ہیومینٹی اینڈ دس از ریئلی سرونٹ ہوڈ. انشاءاللہ ناؤ دی ٹائم از شارٹ. If anyone else have the question, inshallah I will also take after Maghrib prayer and there is zikr majlis, and inshallah we'll have some time for other questions, and also inshallah this question we'll answer as well. Abhi nawaz aap kar le tashkeel, main ja raha hu inshallah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu. Aap kar liye apne
We can convey the message from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the other people. So there are jamaats going at the moment. The first one is on 5th of May till Thursday, 7th of May, and which is this is the weekday jamaat. And there's a weekend jamaat going in London from Friday the 15th to Sunday the 17th. And to the one give their names, so they're most welcome to give their names.